With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court considering President Trump's tariffs and a $1 trillion challenge of his executive use of emergency powers. Jennifer King has more on the story.
Conservative justices on the Supreme Court sound skeptical of the legality of President Trump's sweeping unilateral tariffs in two cases where small businesses are challenging executive caveat. The plaintiffs say the president should not be using EPA, a 1977 emergency powers law, to regulate imports, and that the uncertainty is driving them to the brink of bankruptcy. The second case questions whether the statute unconstitutionally delegates authority from Congress to the president. The government argues that tariffs can be imposed in emergency situations and fall under foreign affairs.
Challengers say that Mr. Trump is illegally using the emergency law and small businesses are now paying the price. But the president says a ruling against him would be catastrophic for the entire economy. Investigation continues into the crash of that UPS plane in Louisville, Kentucky. 12 people have been confirmed dead. NTSB spokesman Todd Inman says there's evidence the port engine fell off.
A large plume of fire in the area of the left wing occurred during the takeoff roll. The plane lifted off and gained enough altitude to clear the fence at the end of runway 17R. Shortly after clearing that fence, it made impact with structures and the terrain off of the airport property. A post-impact fire ensued, which covers approximately almost a half of a mile.
FAA says it plans to reduce air traffic by 10% across, quote, 40 high-volume markets beginning Friday morning, that to maintain safety during the ongoing government shutdown. This is SRN News. America's colleges and universities are failing the free speech test.
They claim to be places where anyone can say anything they want, but according to a new study from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, it's not true for the staff. The vast majority of college professors who've been attacked for something they said report getting little or no support from their school or faculty union. And professors who get in trouble for conservative speech receive even less help from their college or university. Michael Harrington reporting.
For the first time ever, People magazine's annual Sexiest Man Alive honor goes to a homosexual. Actor Jonathan Bailey has been named by the popular magazine for 2025. Bailey is the founder of the Shameless Fund, which promotes the LGBT agenda. Magazine is following in the footsteps of other major entertainment magazines that continue to push homosexuality. This is SRN News. Now, this is one of those times when it's really hard to wrap your head around these numbers. Tesla shareholders will soon decide whether Elon Musk could have a shot at becoming the world's first trillionaire.
Shareholders vote on Thursday whether to approve a pay package that could hand the world's richest man another $1 trillion in share value. The decision has become a flashpoint among Musk fans and detractors. Supporters say Musk is a miracle man who needs the money as a lure to focus on the company. Critics say the board that designed the package is too beholden to Musk and that the pay is excessive. Bob Agner reporting.
Well, the Trump administration has decided not to offer the IRS electronic tax filing system for free next year. Its future is unclear. IRS says the direct file will not be available during the filing season 2026. More details at srnnews.com.